Hey, what's up, family? Thank you for tuning in. This is According to Will, and I am your host, Will Smith. Listen, I want to talk to you guys about something very serious topic I want to talk to you guys about today, and that is the racial disparities in quality of healthcare since COVID-19 has been happening. I know that there have been thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who have gotten sick. A lot of them have recovered, but then a lot of them have died. So what we're trying to do, and what a big push was, there was a huge push asking for the dissemination of racial data to be released to the public so we can see the numbers breakdown and the data how African-Americans and people of color and minorities have been treated and the lack of treatment they have been receiving since COVID-19. As a matter of fact, there's a gentleman by the name of Ibrahim Kennedy who has been a gentleman who has been pushing. I follow him on Instagram, and he has been pushing relentlessly for the release of this kind of information. It is very important for us to continue to ask for, research, and examine and push for this data to be released, because our people have been marginalized. And we already know that in America, it is a historical fact that in America, African Americans, people of color, and minorities have always been mistreated, sometimes overdiagnosed, underdiagnosed, and maltreated when it comes to receiving healthcare and receiving accurate healthcare, when it comes to receiving a good quality of healthcare. Now, you know, there have been some individuals, yes, who have ignored the shelter in place and going out, and they've seen friends and family. However, when it comes to the quality of healthcare, we believe that everyone should be entitled to and have access to quality healthcare. All right. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into the numbers. We're going to break down the numbers and what these numbers look like, because we know that African Americans make up about 13% of the population in the United States. However, in states and counties across this country, they are making up astronomical numbers of cases of corona or COVID. All right, so strap on your seatbelt. This is going to be a really serious topic and discussion, but I want to break this to you guys, and I want to break the silence, and I want to get some good information to you guys. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's get ready to get into it, y'all. All right, everybody, welcome back. Listen, like I said, I really want to discuss some very important information. The numbers are still coming in, and the data is still fresh. However, we do know, like I said earlier, that we do know that historically, given the track record of America, we do realize that individuals who are African-American, people of color, minority, always seem to be misrepresented and disproportionately affected by poor access to healthcare. Some individuals may have access to good healthcare, but historically, there have been more that do not have access to adequate quality healthcare than there are those who have access to good healthcare. So there's a gentleman by the name of Ibrahim Kennedy who has been making a push for the release and dissemination of very vital information when it comes to the treatment and the racial numbers for COVID-19. Like I said, there are hundreds of thousands of people who have been diagnosed with corona or COVID, and there have been thousands of people who have died. We do know and understand that COVID, originated, or the first case was in Wuhan, China, and it spread like wildfire. Some people thought it was fake news. Others called it a hoax. Other people said it's just like the flu. However, the numbers of death, the deaths are increasing in total day by day. At first, it was like Italy who was surpassing the world in deaths. Now it is the United States now who is surpassing the world in deaths. And what we needed to understand and what we need to figure out are the racial, is the racial breakdown of numbers of who is being treated, how they're being treated, and if they have, you know, what the numbers are as far as their access to quality health care. Hear me, their access to quality health care. Now, like I said earlier, that in America, African Americans comprise of about maybe 13.5% of the U.S. population. And with that being said, if we comprise of 13.5% of the U.S. population, why are we in some states leading even the cases of COVID? Why are we leading the cases in infections and deaths? So Ibram Kennedy posted an article in The Atlantic. For those of you guys who do not subscribe to The Atlantic, I suggest that you do so. The Atlantic is a wonderful newspaper that gives very, very real and thought-provoking information. People are dying every day. People are dying. They're sick now. They're dying now, Ibram says. And this is what he said. A few numbers. Here are a few numbers that Ibram quoted as far as statewide breakdowns. So like in Michigan, Black Americans comprise of 14.1% of the state population, but they represent 40% of the coronavirus deaths. Did a bell go off for anybody? Did any? Listen, 14% of the state's population, but 40%, 14% of the state's population, but 40% of deaths in the state of Michigan. This is like obscene. This is abhorrent to understand. When I look at these numbers, it breaks my heart to see that you're 14% of the state's population, but you make up over 40% of deaths by corona. In Ann Arbor, 48% of the residents hospitalized with the coronavirus are Black. All right. Though Black people make up 11% of the county. Illinois, the infection rate among Black Americans is twice the percentage of the state population. In North Carolina, in Mecklenburg County, which includes Charlotte, Black people comprise 32.9% of the residents in Charlotte, but 43.9% of the confirmed corona cases as of March 30th. This is absolutely bananas. This is absolutely bananas. In Milwaukee, Black Americans or African Americans make up 26% of the county. That's just in Milwaukee. But nearly half of the infections are at 81% of deaths as of Friday, or last Friday, I believe, on was the 30th of March. 81% of the deaths. This is absolutely crazy. Now, I know some of you all are going to say, well, it's because they're not sheltering in place. They're still going out and kicking it with their friends. They're doing this and they're doing that. Sure, maybe that has some merit. However, as a country, I believe that we are failing individuals because we are not giving them access to adequate health care. I'm reading stories and articles, and doctors are talking about, you know, when people are taking their last agonizing breaths, they're trying to figure out who's going to make the insurance payment or the premium payment for their treatment. Now, other countries who have universal health care and health coverage have surpassed us. America has the absolute worst healthcare system because it is all done and driven by profit. We have individuals who sit on boards of these corporations and they are getting kickbacks, they are getting percentages, they are getting all kind of, I mean, they are getting raises and increases and bonuses that are absolutely insane. Why does a CEO need a $27 million bonus? Why? This is maddening to me. And when you think about it, when you break it down, those who are the poorest in the country and most underrepresented in the country are those who will be affected the most by this disease. This virus has affected African Americans more than it has affected Caucasian Americans and any other race currently. And as a black man, I am upset. I am ticked off. I am angry at the fact at the lack of quality health care that these individuals are receiving. How in the world do you make up 14% of a state's population, but then you comprise of 40% of the coronavirus infections? Something is going on. Something is wrong. Something ain't right in the milk. And somebody has some explaining to do, because I just can't wrap my mind around it. It is absolutely mind-boggling to see and to know and to read this data and to understand that people cannot get quality health care. And it's always, always, always in the African American community. And for the life of me, I cannot figure that out. Does this have anything to do with systemic and institutionalized racism? Perhaps it does. Does this have anything to do with, you know, now with the census coming up, with the lack of attention that we pay as a people to the census? Perhaps it does. I'm not sure. I don't have all the answers. However, what I am pointing to is the historical fact that in America, African American men, women, and children are always mistreated. They always represent the higher number of infections, even though they're the least in a state or a county. I do not understand that. The math does not make sense. Now, when I was growing up, I know that 2 + 2 = 4, 3 + 3 = 6, 3 × 3 = 9. All of these, that, you know, that's just mathematical sense and mathematical truth. But what you cannot convince me of is that a group of people, a race of people, a demographic of people, say in Michigan, who make up 14.1% of the population, have 40% of coronavirus infections and deaths. That is absolutely maddening. What is going on here? Why are there these huge gaps and disparity in care for African Americans? Why is that? Why is it? I really need some answers. And I'm going to look even further into this, but I wanted to bring this to somebody's attention, to you as my listening audience's attention, that possibly you can find out. And if you do find out, here, listen, leave me a voice message at anchor.fm / according to Will. Okay, you can feel free to leave me a message. As a matter of fact, I'll give you my email address. It's willsmith1914@gmail.com. And you can give me some more information, because we have to get to the bottom of this. How in the world this virus is ravaging our communities? How does this happen? And you know, we're sitting here where people are sheltering in place. And I dare call this a man-made concocted disease, starts overseas in Wuhan, China. Now, all of a sudden, it is ravaging our communities. I will not accept this. This is an unacceptable answer. This is unacceptable to me. I cannot sit here and in good conscience believe that this disease was designed for the African American. It was not. That the African American community is inept of taking care of itself. That is a lie. How in the world does a disease creep into the African-American community and ravage our communities? I tell you why. It is because of the lack of access we have to good, quality, affordable health care. The average single parent cannot even afford to make insurance premium payments. Now we have an administration that wants to gut everything about Obamacare. This is ridiculous to me. You talk about socialism, you talk about this country, we don't need socialism, and you try to correlate socialism with communism, where socialism is just socialism in its the bare basics is about taking care of your people, taking care of the people and the folks that vote you into office. However, we have politicians who pad their pockets with the money that the lobbyists get for them. So they don't stand up for the people, they stand up for the corporations and the lobbyists. So the constituents become the corporations and the lobbyists. Even with this stimulus, where people will be getting paid, you know, anywhere between $1,200 to $3,400, depending on the size of your family, corporations are still going to be bailed out. Airline corporations were buying their own stocks. They were buying their own stocks for, millions upon billions of dollars, and they still need a bailout? How? CEOs are still collecting millions of dollars in bonuses, but they need a bailout. How? What sense does this make? This is absolutely insane. How in the world did we get to this place? I tell you how. And I say, you know, and I dare say this, like not all capitalism is bad, you know, because when you start a business, your goal is to make money. Yes, I get it. I understand. I understand that whole concept. However, when you begin to put profit over people and you see people as commodities, then there is a huge problem. Then there's something wrong with you even morally. And sure, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. So that means many of us, corporations and things like that, they're doing it all for the profit on the backs of the people. Sounds like slavery to me. This country became great, not because of its democratic system, not because the forefathers were amazing. This country became what it was off the backs of slaves, off the backs of the Africans that they brought from Africa, of course, that they brought here through the transatlantic slave trade. And they worked sun up to sundown. They worked, slept in dirt huts and homes, and they worked their fingers to the bone, picking cotton and tobacco and sugarcane. Worked their fingers to the bone. Their bodies were weather beaten by the sun for a profit. But that's another story for a totally different day, because this is still a problem that America has a problem of reconciling. We have to deal with the elephant that is in the room. And I dare say that racism is one of the elephants, and racism is the main and the biggest part that is being played as to why African Americans are not receiving adequate health care. This is absolutely mind-boggling. I say it again. My mind is blown away at how individuals like in Michigan and Illinois, and the numbers are still coming in, how they're making up, African Americans are making up the least part of the population, but they are leading in deaths and infections from the coronavirus. Somebody please help me understand. We're going to go ahead and take a break. I appreciate y'all for listening, because this is some heavy stuff. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back from the break. Some more numbers came in. See, from Louisiana, from the state of Louisiana, 70% of the cases of coronavirus infections and deaths are African American. I had to, you know, in the first segment, I was speaking a bit, passionately, and I just needed to just kind of calm down and give you these numbers. In the state of Louisiana, where African Americans make up 32% of the population, they comprise of 70% of corona deaths, infections and deaths. I am still, my mind is still blown as numbers come in, because we need it to get the numbers and the racial breakdown as far as how African Americans and people of color are being treated and their access to quality health care. We know, like I said before, it is a historical fact that African Americans, people of color, impoverished and marginalized people are the ones who lack access to quality health care. Now, there are other reasons as well why African Americans are leading in infections and deaths. Many of us have underlying symptoms. Many of us are essential workers working on the front lines. And that, when I say essential workers, working in grocery stores, gas stations, some of our nurses and doctors and on the front lines with this disease. And there are a small number of individuals who just are not taking this serious. I understand that there's some who are still going and having corona parties and quarantine parties, and they're still going to kick it with their friends. Yes, I do get that number. However, leading, it does not compute to me how you make up a small number of the population of any state, but lead in the number of infections and deaths. And so I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to wrap my head around it, just trying to make sense of it all. Just don't understand. I do not understand, because the racial disparities are so large and so grand. Like the governor in Louisiana, the state senator, Cassidy, he's tried to address the racial disparities of deaths. So in Louisiana, over 500 people have died from the coronavirus. And Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says, he's trying to address the issue. And he says, can you tell me, what is being done to help the black community? Somebody asked him, can you tell me what is being done to help the black community in your state right now, which clearly is being disproportionately hit by this disease? And I am not sure. I'm looking at what he said. And he says, if you look at the fundamental reason, African Americans are 60% more likely to have diabetes. And now if you look at the NIH website, that would say for obesity and genetic reasons, perhaps. The virus likes to hit what is called ACE2 receptors. I'm not sure what those are. But if you have diabetes or hypertension, of course, he's saying that you're clearly at more risk. So this could be a reason of, like I said, the underlying symptoms, poor health, and access to poor health care. So I'm guessing he wants to bring it back to the epidemic of diabetes in the African-American community. That could be a possible, theory as to why African-Americans are dying at a higher rate. I guess we can go with that for the moment. The question was asked again by someone, says, okay, you said you're a doctor, but obviously you're also a member of the United States Senate. And if there's other issues at play here, isn't it also your role to address them? And of course, he answers. He says he absolutely, it is his role, but he thinks it's more important to be analytical because we're not going to come to a solution if we just say, oh, this must be the case. So I'm guessing he's saying, you know, if we just say, oh, well, diabetes might be the case, then of course there's no solution. Me personally, I do believe that underlying health reasons and health issues do play a part in the number, in the reason why a number of people are succumbing to this virus. However, I still do believe that, you know, that old adage, you know, when the country gets a cold, African Americans get the flu. It makes sense because it's this trickle down. It's just like, you know, to me, it's not even necessarily maybe a trickle down effect. It's just, you know, when something bad happens, like this pandemic, like this virus, we know who's going to be hit the hardest. And how do we fight for them? How do we advocate for them? And how do we ensure that they get access to good quality health care? How do we fight for them? You know, there's, you know, they don't have enough tests and access to the test. It's just astounding to me. And now this administration, the president is pushing for the use of hydroxychloroquine, which was used to fight what I believe is malaria. And now he is pushing, Vice President Pence said that they're going to start trials of testing of hydroxychloroquine in Detroit. Now, I don't want to be a naysayer. However, I'm pretty sure the trials of hydroxychloroquine in Detroit will be in the most African-American populated part of that city. I really believe that. I just have this gut feeling that is going to happen in, you know, the absolute epicenter of where, you know, African-Americans are more populated. And so, as a matter of fact, let me look up the population of African-Americans in Detroit, Michigan. So, according to the United States Census, blacks or African Americans living in Detroit account for 79.1% of the population in Detroit. Wow. And then another number is about, according to the HuffPost, 83% of the population in Detroit is African American. And so the administration and the president is going to begin trials of hydroxychloroquine in Detroit. I just have a question. Is it possible if he can start in the suburbs? Or if they can start in the suburbs? Why? And if this is happening, then why do the African Americans have to be the lab rats? Help me understand that. That's just, why do the African Americans have to be the lab rats? All right, guys. I'm going to continue to do some digging, but I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. I really thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to me. Like I said, in the first segment, I was really just passionate and just gung-ho and just, so I hope I wasn't screaming too much, but I just had to, you know, go and collect myself and bring myself down just a little bit, just to talk with a more, just a little bit more calm tone. Still infuriated, still mind still blown and boggled by these numbers, because I knew that we were going to be, I just knew we were going to be disproportionately affected by this. So, yeah, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. If you like what you hear, if you enjoy the content of this podcast, do me a favor. If you like on Apple Podcasts and if you listen to the podcast, you can give me a 5-star rating. Whatever medium you're listening to my podcast on, just, you know, give me a 5-star rating, you know, thumbs up, something. And you can also, you know, shoot me a voice message on Anchor at anchor.fm/accordingtowill, I believe, voice message. And you can just leave me a voice message. Let me know what you think. Give me your comments and your concerns. Also, you can send an email to my personal email, which is willsmith1914@gmail.com. Once again, that's willsmith1914@gmail. And you can give me some feedback, some comments, and I will address those comments probably in my next segment, my next episode. All right. I'm signing off for now. This is According to Will. And of course, I am your host, Will Smith. Thank you for listening.